You ready? Go.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those
Ain't no double. I gave her a chance. All right, you got two. Here go two. All right, you got it. It's like they got to call the Lord on it. You did it for them. Why you do it? All right, I got it. Hold on, I'm coming. I got you. All right, you got that one. Go ahead. From the top. I hear the preach.
Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that he shall have them.
Gone. You was close. You stood up for it? You stood up for it? That's what you stood up for? You stood up to go?
No.
Come on. Who going? Who going to be the champ? Okay, all right. But you can't pick up on where she left off at. You gotta go from top. All right. I'm doing it for a reason. I'll tell y'all why. All
right. So verily I say unto you that. Oh, Lord Jesus. I got this. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. I do have it.
One more shot.
All right.
Because I got two shots. I got to give everybody two shots now.
And be thou cast into the sea.
Yes, on top.
All right. Come on, Jesus. So verily I say unto you that.
I'm still messing up.
I do know it. So verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that shall believe that.
Jesus said, come on, you. Jesus said, I've been wrote this down. I wrote it down years ago.
It is already done.
I got to go to the next. Come on. Who next? Come on. Who going to be the champion? That's something. If you do it right, you get everything you want. Hold on. Think about this for a minute. If you can just say it right, word for word, and do it like I told you to do it, everything will work out. Everybody won't get out of class early, huh? Yeah. It'll work out. But it'll work out. I'm missing a few little words. Some of y'all just ain't gonna try. I see some of y'all looking like. You about to see if you got it? All right. Yes.
I did?
Absolutely.
Dang it.
But go ahead, you start again. This is two.
That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe.
Don't be cheating, don't help her. I did. I messed up. Now, let me tell you something. I messed somebody else up. I made him do it. He quoted it. And he doggone it. You finished. I'm going to go somebody else. He doggone it, quoted it all the way right. I was talking to him the day he came to the office. He doggone it, quoted it all the way right. So I looked at him and I said, you sure you got every word for word? He said, yes. I said, so you sure? Yeah. I said, so you 100% sure? He tells me I'm 90%. I said, so 10% I can whoop your tail with it then, right? That's what the enemy say. I'm going to take the other part that you don't know. And I'm going to beat you with what you don't know. What you don't know won't hurt you. What you don't know will kill you. It'll be the place that you get whooped at. He said, well, I know what it means. Do you? You get it? Well, I can quote it verbatim. I can kind of tell you what it means. That ain't what I asked you. This is a good lesson. How do we expect to do the greater things and the greater works? And we want greater revelation, but you're going to forget them too. You're not going to know them. God going to speak a word straight from the throne, going to crack the roof of your house open and speak the word to you, and you're going to forget that word for word. Get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? See, I'm doing it for a reason, because do you know or do you not know? Do you know the scripture or do you not know the scripture? Remember we're talking about knowing and informed? Well, I know what it means. Nobody asks what you mean. I ask, do you know the scripture word for word? Do you know it? They burn all the Bibles. Will you know it? You can't find your Bible. Can you know it? You get it? Do y'all get it? And you have to, but what it takes to do that, what it takes to really know, what it takes to really know something, without any cosigns, without any brothers in the room, without anybody giving you no head. Well, start it off for me. We used to do scriptures and we quoted, and I talked to some fellas. I said, you know what say? Start it off for me. And I start off and they start rambling off, but you don't know where it's at. Come on, Bible students. Come on, living by the book. But you know what it takes? It just takes consistency and going over and over it again. And what word you miss is that. I know you probably think about it. You go back and look at that. And I'm looking, you, the first time you messed up because you said in the seat, not in two. I need all that though. You get it? But this is for learning's sake. You got to know that thing from top to bottom. It take time. That's not hard to do. You can do it, right? But you got to take time to do it. I want you to go over it so much. And you go over it so much. And you go over it so much to where you stand up in here, look at me and say, nah, you was wrong. I didn't get that word wrong. Because the enemy will do that to you too. I did it to him today. You sure? Well, now he went from 100% to 90%. He started doubting in his heart already. He started doubting himself already. Just because I questioned him a little bit about it. Just because life tug on you a little bit, even though you're informed of what the word says, it tug on you a little bit, and now you forget faith. And now you revert back to what you used to do instead of what the Lord told you to do. Because you don't know. If you really knew something, if you really knew who you were, nobody could tell you different. You get it? It doesn't matter. It don't matter who stood up and said it. If you know, that's a wrap. What's your name? Say your name. Say your name right now. Can I change your mind? You stand up and fuss with me all night. We'll talk about it till the sun come up. And you won't change your mind or what your name is. Why? Because you know how to spell it? Do you know all the letters or just some of them? You leave out a couple of letters. I kind of know the gist of it, though. I know how it sounds. Y'all get what I'm saying? Anybody else want to try? He's missed a word. He missed a word. Start from the top.
Therefore I say unto you.
Wait, go back to that last part again. Start from the top again.
All right, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe those things.
That's it. We done. Anybody else want to try? Hmm? Do you know this one? You ain't say the whole thing last week. You messed a couple words up. You said the word for word? You said the word, he said the word for word last week?
Yeah, because you gave me a little bit.
Do it now. Do it now.
I know it. I can write
it. Do it now. Mark 11, 23, 24. Word for word. Stand up like everybody else. Stand up like everybody else. Good.
Verily I say unto you. So whoever shall
you. You got another script? What I gave you? What I gave you? So you got it?
Yeah.
All right, hold up. All right. Luke 8:5-8, right? Hold on, man. Just want to make sure I'm reading with you. All right.
A sword went out to sow a seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down. And the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit in hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
There's a word for word. Word for word. When y'all next exam? You got an A on it already. You don't have to take it. I got the power to do that. Yeah, you got an A on it.
Do
1 of
10, 9, 10, right? I got it.
All right, come on. Is that cool now? Come on, I'll take requests. All requests out. All right, come on, hold on. Now, you got to make sure you got it word for word, Reverend. Come on. Now, I want word for word now. All right, I don't want you what you think. I want word for word now. This one you pick. Come on. No. Nope. Got one more shot. He was bold about it, too. Do a... Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me get the New Living. I got that. I don't know if I got New Living. Go King James. Now you can't look it up and read it now.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, believe in thy heart.
Skip the part. But you gonna want you to learn that one. That's the one I want you to learn. Anybody else got? Don't you can't use Jesus wept because that's not. Okay, I'm listening.
When you gave it to me, did you know I was gonna read it in chapter 11 of you not broke? You
haven't seen. I had no idea. No clue. All right. You'll do what? Mark 11. Come on. I done gave out the last 100 though. So you can go ahead and do it for GP.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive, and ye shall have.
There it is. Hey, I see y'all. Yeah, I was serious.